Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Man, how about that? Van Halen and Fleetwood Mac absolutely dominating the charts.
Good.
Yeah, finally we get to
get that WAP out of there.
WAP. WAP was taken out.
It went away quickly.
Was it Van Halen took out WAP and Dreams took them both out because of that guy on that longboard? Still don't understand it, but whatever, easily entertained America. That makes my job more simple. More simpler. Simpler, in fact, would be the word I'm looking for. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. I always forget this part. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters, and Hooters is very kind to bring it to you because it's Monday Night Football night, and you can get that. Who's playing tonight? Bears and Rams. Bears and Rams. Try the quarterback football special, including 10 boneless wings and a Bud Light or Mick Ultra draft tonight at Hooters while you're watching the game. Thank you, Hooters, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra, for bringing us the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Pumpkin Day.
Oh, hi.
Carving pumpkins for Halloween comes
since
from an old Irish tradition of carving turnips.
I always thought it was to keep, like, demons away. The pumpkins were to scare
Correct.
Stuff off, right? Yeah.
They carved them to ward off evil spirits. They did turnips and potatoes.
Well, of course, potatoes are Irish.
Yeah, they're Irish. They get loads of them until they didn't.
But you're not setting those out in front of your house.
You're eating them.
Yeah.
End up with that famine again, have to go over there to New York City and fight in a civil war we weren't even part of. Where's all the potatoes? We carved them up to keep the demons away, Dad. That's our food, you dumb bastards.
I always remember this stat because they said the average person at the time during the famine in Ireland, the amount of potatoes they'd eat a day, because it was breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
7 to 10 pounds.
Wow. Of potatoes a day?
Yeah, that's what
per
it says
person?
In the stat. Yeah.
No.
They're snacking on it all day long.
They're not
I'm like
7 to 10. They're all leprechaun size. None of them are 7 to 10.
Eating what about pickles?
4 pounds of taters in me right now. I got half my day's amount. Gonna get 4 more pounds in for dinner.
Now, maybe as a family they were cooking.
You're burning through them.
A day.
Yeah, that's what it's got to
be.
But it
can't
be
per person.
I got to look up.
No wonder they went into a famine.
Well, that's the main reason.
40 pounds
that's the only
a
thing
day
you're eating.
For a family of four.
I'm full, Dad.
No, you got to keep eating. If you don't get your 8 pounds, you're worthless.
3 more pounds to go.
Maybe they spent 8 pounds on potatoes a day per person. I don't think you've got this
now
right.
I'm really confused.
He's really wrong.
The state that
grows
the most.
That makes sense to Brady, though.
That's about right. Like, let's see.
8 pounds of starchy taters every day?
Yeah.
Where's the problem?
I do that.
Attention, all Irish people. We got to cut back on the potatoes. I swear to God, we're almost out of them. How did you do it?
They ran out of them. Now, it makes sense if they ran out of them, that's what they were up to. But I don't remember any. Like, I don't really think of Irish people as big and fat.
Mostly. Oh, you're going to burn those spuds off.
You are?
Yeah.
Doing
we're
what?
Trolling through the mud all day, and that's Scotland.
That's Scotland.
Those Irish are working tough.
Oh, it's over there somewhere. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. They're drinking.
Well, let me tell you, there's mud in Ireland as well, but I know the Scottish thing.
Irish people are just simply Italians who can't handle their liquor. That's all they are. They drink like crazy. They blame everybody else for their problems, but Irish people can't handle it. At least the Italians are drunk, and you barely know it.
The state that grows the most pumpkins?
Texas.
A lot of people said California because they have those.
No idea.
I'll go with Oregon.
Illinois.
Oh, no,
what?
Wow.
Yeah. Illinois grew almost twice as many
fertile
in the other
it's
state.
A
The Indians
seems
loved
obvious.
It there, I think.
It seems obvious.
Have you driven through that place? It's just corn.
I have, actually. Especially southern Illinois, where there's nothing.
It's all farm.
Instead of pumpkin spice latte, Starbucks almost named it the fall harvest latte.
So it was named a crack.
It wouldn't have sold me either way.
Yeah. I've had one. They're good.
Really?
But I don't get the line.
I can't do the pumpkin thing.
I'm not a big pumpkin guy either. It was tasty. But man, I
realize it doesn't taste like pumpkin, right?
It tastes like pumpkin pie.
It's spice.
It's cinnamony and it's got that weird pumpkin flavor,
cinnamon,
just like a
clove
pumpkin
and
pie.
Nutmeg.
But the lines that go around the block, I don't get it. I would never wait in line for it, but people are.
Same with Dutch Bros. I don't see how it's any different.
I don't get how anybody does it for coffee.
Print it. Just print that money.
Oh, yeah. You put pumpkin anything on it, people lose their cork.
The world record for the farthest pumpkin shot out of a cannon.
Pumpkin chunkin?
is that what that is?
It happened in 2010. It still hasn't been shattered. It was in the Moab Desert, 5,545 feet. A little over a mile out of the cannon.
They had to not expect that either. They probably thought it would go about 400 or 500 feet, and they're like, oh, Lordy, what have we done?
Oh, jeez.
That was like the original Megan's Law back in the day. You cannot fire your pumpkin cannon just wildly into the air to celebrate things. It hit somebody. Oh, we got a picture of this?
It's a world record. Very special pumpkin visitor from
you have to be a mile
we have
up.
The Big Ten Inch. It's an air.
She's kind of hot.
Big Ten Inch.
Like now you don't screw with a streak. This is.
He's pouring beer on a watermelon. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's all there is to do in Utah.
That's true.
Oh, talk to it. Go!
I think we missed the launch, Richard. Here we go. All right, that's Elon Musk's rocket shooting a watermelon across the sky. You can't even see it. It's going so fast.
And how are they tracking that thing, too?
Well, where it lands.
Oh, yeah, where it lands.
But I mean, how far? No, but how lands. Far? But how far out do you know it's going to go? I mean, I don't think anybody figured it's going to go a mile. And then you got to track a pumpkin down.
You place everybody a quarter mile out and...
Yeah. Pass me. Watch and he phones in. It's by me. All right, let's go to Bob at a half mile. Bob, just pass me, Timmy.
Bob.
All right. How far? It was still it was going pretty good. I'm guessing maybe 3/4 to a mile itself. All right. Let's just skip to 3/4. We'll go right out to Roger at a mile. Roger, are you there? Yeah, it's heading right at me. I think I just moved to the left a little bit. It should be about a mile. We'll get the tape measure.
Yeah, they ran it. Ran a full tape all the way.
Yeah. Somewhere in the Book of Mormon, it says you have to do that at least once in your life. Fire a watermelon a mile. That would make as much sense as the rest of the books, though.
According to a new survey, 83% of people say they're still planning to buy Halloween candy this year.
Well, and they don't get on it.
Yeah.
40% of the people are only going to buy candy they like.
I haven't bought it this year yet.
We haven't either.
I haven't either.
I usually do it day
of. Who buys candy they hate to give out?
Most people.
Really?
Yeah. So you don't eat it.
Man,
I like to buy the stuff.
Complete
I don't
opposite.
I won't have almond joy in my house, but I would hand it out if it didn't mean eggings and constant ridicule. But that just keeps me from pounding the candy. Yeah. See me,
and
with
that's
the
why
Kit
this
Kats.
Year
yeah.
of that 80%
we included.
A lot of people are buying it, even if they're not going to hand it out. Yeah. They just want to do it.
Megan made the mistake. It was last year, or the year before, getting Reese's Cups, Twix, Kit Kat, and Heath bars.
Those mini Reese's Cups.
Shut the lights. This is my dinner.
The newest random product that someone spotted on sale is pumpkin pie milk.
Ugh.
It's made by the convenience store chain Rutter's. That's mainly in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. No word on how it tastes. But
it's like an Ichabod Crane money shot.
Yeah.
Oh. Made you think of it.
Yeah.
Hey, this pumpkin just in my mouth. No, it's just milk. I know what it is.
Heinz just created tomato blood ketchup.
What?
It's just regular ketchup and vampire-themed bottles. No. They're selling around 570 bottles this week. Those will be gone. Quick.
Only 570 bottles?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's worth the run.
No. Limited edition ketchup.
Isn't all ketchup limited edition?
It'll be in Brady's Bitch Barn, though, right?
Oh,
that bottle.
If I can get a bottle.
My friend Rich
just texted me and said, I can't have candy I like around Halloween. I ate an edible Saturday and had 20 pounds. Start pounding. I had like 20 pieces of Kit Kats. I can't have Kit Kats in the house. Those, all you find at my, it's like a Kit Kat murder scene. There's just Kit Kat wrappers laying all over. The little tiny orange edge.
Jordy Hormel and the boys got together.
Is that a real man?
Yeah, he owns the Hormel. Brady knows him.
Jordy?
He used to live up there on the mountain.
Yeah.
Huh.
You're friends with somebody of his, aren't you?
No, I had another friend that was buddies with Bennett Dorns, the heir to Campbell's Soup.
Oh, that's right. Sounds like a Seinfeld character.
The heir to Campbell's Soup isn't a Campbell.
It's Bennett Dorns.
Yep.
Stole it from the Campbells years ago.
And at the time, he was saying, yeah, the guy gets a dividend check, $22 million a month.
These are the Dorns, and these are the Campbells, and this is Soup.
Yep.
The 70s reference.
So Jordy,
a lot of people really.
Nice, I caught that.
Thank you. And the folks who enjoyed that liked that a lot. Those of you who didn't, I'm sorry. That was a deep reach.
Hormel just rolled out the Black Label Bacon. New ranch-flavored thick-cut bacon.
Why mess? Why
I don't know about that. You just dip it in ranch. If you look at that little kind of smile on your face, though.
How many
look
you got?
You're giggling like.
How many you got? How many orders?
There's your package. Giggling. I haven't, but I'm going to try it.
Of course you are.
That is a creepy little face.
There's no need for that. You're right, John, because you can just get the powdered Hidden Valley Ranch and sprinkle it on stuff.
When you said it out loud, it was like.
Because I knew the reaction
like
that was going to happen.
Seeing boobs for the first time. I don't think you knew your reaction was going to be so.
Yeah.
You looked excited. It's already just dunked in ranch and then you cook it?
It's probably just got that powder on the top of it, talking about.
Blech. Why wouldn't you just have a big glop of ranch in your cup for drinking and just dip it in there?
Yeah. I guess so you don't feel as bad that you're not dipping as much.
So you don't feel as bad you're eating? Right. You're worried about for God's sakes.
Yeah, because that people who love,
obviously aren't dippers.
Yeah, that's right. People who love bacon and ranch have that guilty feeling.
Yeah. I'm getting away with something.
I'm over dipping my bacon
it's
and ranch.
Just flavored in there. I don't have to dip it.
Because of the guilt. It eliminates the guilt of the dipping.
Oh, it's in there? Okay.
If you've got guilt, stop dipping.
Ranch guilt?
Yeah, your bacon and ranch. Get so much ranch guilt every time I eat thick-cut bacon and I dip it into this poison.
But to me, the ranch is not an added thing to step up the bacon.
Then you're not an American because we put ranch on everything now. And again, I'm off by a year so far, but I think 2020 I get a pass. I said by the end of this year they'd be selling it as a beverage. People keep sending me that soda
flavor. Ranch
it's
soda.
Not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm saying Hidden Valley Ranch.
Just straight up ranch
will
in a can.
Be in cans. You crack it like a soda and you
ice
drink
cold.
It. It's coming. It is coming. And I love that my friend Reggie calls it white people fat sauce. And then he calls it American fat sauce because that's what it is.
Starbucks, Dutch Brothers, ranch latte. Make it happen.
It's coming. I think it sounds awful. But you'd get a line around the block of people wanting to try it. You saw Brady's face when he mentioned bacon that has ranch already built in.
I don't know. Drinking ranch?
It's coming.
I had that unicorn frappe thing or whatever.
It's coming.
All right.
1 year. I was off by a year. I thought by this time we'd start seeing it. But by this time next year, we will have ranch in a can for drinking.
Cap'n Crunch ranch?
I don't know.
It's for pouring and for drinking. People will drink it. And it won't be watered down. And it won't be flavored. It will be ranch dressing the drink. It's coming.
So I can go to QT and go right in the cab, right in the cooler and grab a can
You'll
of
see it right
ranch.
Next to
ice
Diet
cold
Dr. Pepper.
Ranch.
Ice cold ranch. Ranch in a can. And if you buy it, they'll get you because they'll say, if you buy it, you get a free thing of like mozzarella sticks or something. Like, ooh, I got to
have that. All right, I'm not being on that.
Yeah, see? And then you're drinking it. And you don't even have to dip. You got that thing Brady's talking about with dip guilt. Why not just fill your mouth with ranch and then shove the food in there
Wash
and it,
it
all
down.
Mixes up together?
Cannonball.
That's right. You cannonball your ranch. And that's right. It's a fat guy cannonball.
You don't have to have the guilt of dipping.
Do you have dip guilt?
According to a new survey, one-third of the women that were surveyed in this said they've been living with their partner but aren't married to them. They say the quarantine has made them realize that he's the one.
Oh, wow. They didn't know that before?
Yeah.
Good thing they
moved one third. The other two thirds, not so much.
He's not easy.
67% are like, I don't think I like that guy.
It being the Halloween season, they did another survey of asking people, "Do you believe in ghosts?"
Ugh, here we go again.
20% say they
believe in ghosts after lunch.
20% say they definitely do exist.
20%.
25% say they probably exist.
That's where I'm. 40% of idiots.
So that's 45% of the people say more or less believe in ghosts.
I'll give you, and I think that's half the population is stupid. So, yeah, that makes sense to me. That's about right.
Only 16% say they don't exist.
I'm in that. Not the way we see them. Maybe they do, but we don't have interactions. And there's nothing to be afraid of. They've never committed a crime. They don't hurt you.
It's split half of 50% on the question of demons. 50% of people.
It's the same thing.
Demons definitely exist.
God, we have these arguments. This keeps us so in the Stone Age of our imaginary nonsense. And what do they do if they do exist?
If demons?
Ghosts or demons?
Well, demons, you probably say, I don't want any around me. Well, so they try to figure out what ghost you're
I'm with you in this one.
Yeah, probably a say
ghost,
that.
A good ghost is probably like, all right, I'm okay. I'm
so if Casper shows up, it's okay.
The question again was, what do they do?
I don't want one around me.
That's not what they do. That's your reaction to them. What do they do?
You go to the store and you try to get a can of demon away.
No, what do they do? Not you.
What do the demons
do? Yeah.
Everybody says, I believe demons exist. Nobody can tell me. Possess you or...
And in what?
Take away your ranch. Things like that.
In what element is that ever been proven? That's a thing.
Well, possessions has always been...
It's not a thing. Dummies,
well, it's
dummies,
a thing whether no. or not it's...
Please. Dummies 600 or 700 years ago thought that was...
I don't know. Father Karras pretty much proved it.
Well, in movies, it's very realistic. But, I mean, it was an old practice. When someone would get really sick, they always thought they were attacked by demons until we figured out, there's germs.
Chemical
there's
imbalance.
Stuff, yeah.
People
that's
are
not demons.
Bipolar,
right.
You know.
But people used to think that was demons. Mental illness was a demon. And as we've gotten smarter and more knowledgeable, we realize it's not some other ghost overtaking your being.
There's still people that believe that, you know, like a serial killer or something, that a person's wired that way.
Yeah.
Believe that there's an influence.
Read about
there.
Serial killers. I'll tell you who the influence is. It's mom. Diddling the boy, dressing him up as a little girl most of the time. There's a whole bunch of
a lot more there.
Nature nurture is very rarely the argument with a serial killer. It's usually
you weren't born that way.
No, very rarely are you born serial killer. Now, you can have chemical imbalances and have mental disorders, and then go nuts. But you're usually showing those signs early. A lot of the times, it's something that was done to you that creates the chemical imbalance or the mental disorder. It isn't a demon. And again, if you think it is.
But there are
go
some
over there
that,
to Sweden, get I mean,
but there's
Nobel
always
Prize.
The exception, of course, that someone is just like from the get-go, they are just...
There really aren't many
like
exceptions
Kevin.
To serial killers. Yeah, but it's a movie again. Yeah, you'll go with that. That's Ezra. And he's got stuff inside him, the guy who played that.
This is a story about what you were talking about earlier this morning about the pictures being someone take like Mark Kelly taking a picture with women.
Yeah.
This fire chief in San Antonio has been suspended because he went to a birthday party, I think of another coworker. It was back in January, and it was the 50th birthday party, and they had sushi there. And they were serving the sushi on the naked body.
Uh-oh.
It was provided that service. So he took a picture.
Sure.
And that's why they're suspending him.
No kidding.
Yep.
Because he's not even allowed to be around it?
Yep.
Or he posted.
And he's like, he goes, like, what's the difference from me going to Vegas and taking a picture with a couple of the showgirls?
Everything. Don't post your pictures. Yeah. Why does everybody have to know what you did?
You got
to
do the Keanu. Don't touch anybody. Exactly. Have the hands out to the side.
And show pictures to your friends that you can trust rather than just leaving them out there for everyone to see. You thought it was fun. Some feminist lunatic is going to think it's crazy. And now you can't have a job. And it is a weird thing, eating food off of a human being. But so long as it's not against her will, there's nothing wrong with it. I've seen those things on TV. And prior to the Me Too movement, it was actually a thing they used to do on television shows as kind of a joke. Like, you know, I think The Apprentice did it a few times. And then they had other, like, game show. Amazing Race had one where you had to find the clue. And it was under the sushi. That you had to eat all the sushi and find the clue. And it was under some naked lady. I've been doing that for years. But now all of a sudden it's terrible. Just terrible. But the girl under there is getting paid. Yeah, is it demoralizing? But, yeah, she's doing it. So I didn't see a gun to her
head. Some skill.
To lay naked and be hot while people eat sushi off you? Yeah.
Sushi's piled on you. Don't want to move
twitch,
too much.
You can't fart.
Can you imagine I didn't even think about that. Farted? Dropping that ass. Rumble?
Oh. So sorry.
Dropping front ass.
That's a squid. That's a squid ink.
You don't drop front ass. Your squid ink joke just got stomped by his disgusting front ass part.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's a front ass. Sorry. Don't eat to that area. I make a front ass noise. You want oyster?
So bad.
Hey, this one's not coming off.
That's me. Oh, God. I thought that was a piece of sushi.
All right, you trump me.
It's not a clam.
I look like an angelfish trying to climb into a sidewalk. What is that?
Feels like there's a pearl in this one.
I'm yanking on the pearl part.
Only freshest sushi.
Please stop purring, man. You're making me very excited. I make a front butt fart.
Oh, God. Take a picture of this broad. Honey, I don't know what the hell you're serving, but I want more of it.
Make a front butt. Sorry. A broat. Make a front butt. I've got a...
She made a front butt, everybody. Avoid the region from the belly button to the upper thigh. She made front butt.
Do not go for the yellow tail.
Yeah, don't eat that. Oh. Just keep tugging on this one. It's like it's stuck.
It's like spicy tuna. And is there sulfur in this? Or
you upper Arabia. Arabia?
I've got a combo, but we'll put it under the Wild World.
Okay.
Meets pee-pee poo-poo news.
Oh,
my goodness. You don't have to put it on there.
Yeah, okay, don't do this. But I'll just.
It's your Wild, Wild World.
And?
Comboed up with pee-pee poo-poo news. This lady in Australia sat down to take a dump.
Sushi?
Yeah, too much sushi. I think I ate some of that front butt yellowtail.
And she sits down about 10 seconds of sitting down. I said, ow, something bit me.
Uh-oh, brown snake.
It wasn't a brown snake.
Well, she was making one.
She was worried about it. It was a python.
Oh, boy.
Going the wrong direction, like you said. It bit her in the butt. Then she reached down, clamped onto her finger. She pulled it out. It was a 7-footer.
In the toilet?
In the toilet.
Oh.
She did have to go to the hospital because they gave her antibiotics to treat this.
Yeah, was he hiding? Right.
How do you not see a 7-foot python's head? I look in the toilet
have you ever
every time.
Not looked could in have, the bowl? Yeah,
I always do, yeah.
Every time. Even when I'm not using the toilet, I look in there to make sure. And sometimes I just flush it for fun. I love the auto flush in my office bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I just go in there and wave my hand around.
Like a fresh bowl.
Just in case the cleaning crew was in there doing something they shouldn't have been. It cleans out any of the extra, you know.
Leftovers.
I double down and I hang a little mouse over there before I even sit down. See if anything comes out.
I look in a toilet every time. This will never happen to me. I can safely say I will never be bitten by a snake in the toilet.
That's your Wild America. Beep, beep, poo, poo news.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. That's quick.
That's what I said.
Yeah, real quick.
We'll end it with a couple of pretty videos.
Some gems. Get ready, everybody, for an Italian scream.
Uh-oh.
This first one is from someone's dash cam.
Unreal.
In Colorado, the Black Bear Pass, which if you're taking your Jeep there or any four-wheel drive.
Jeeps, Brady.
There's one way in. Once you start on that road, you're not turning around.
That's a Jeep road because the width wouldn't support a lot of four-wheel drives. There's some trucks that would go on there, but that thing is narrow.
Yeah.
And so Black Bear Pass, which I don't know anything about. As a Jeep guy who would do some stuff, I'm not crazy about This one's off my list because of that cliff. And this is just a sheer mountainside, tough to watch Jeep ride. And you're going on a road that's carved out. It might be eight,
so
9 feet wide.
Old logging road.
There look at this thing go by. And then a Jeep comes tumbling down from the road above.
Which was piloted by a lady, and she had two dogs in there.
The dogs got out. She's in rough shape.
Everyone got ejected. Yeah, she's in rough
shape. What's crazy
about
this?
There's a GoFundMe that has been set up for
we are bills. 16 seconds from the Jeep filming us getting crushed by the Jeep falling off the cliff. And I mean that – I don't know. How tall is that? That's a sheer cliff wall looking forward. You're going down 7,000, 8,000 feet?
Oh, she's going down. That Jeep's all the way down.
That's what I'm saying. That's got to be a 7,000-foot drop. This is a big mountain, right? Well, they have 10, all the way 10 11. If you're in the Rocky Mountains, you're in the 14,000 range.
9,000 feet.
Yeah. That Jeep is flying down that. It's horrifying. That's not the Italian scream, though. Yeah, totally worth watching this video.
Yeah, that's the carrier on top.
And you know what the worst part is that Jeep guys see this and go, hey, man, there's a lot of good parts down there. Because if everybody's
let's
alive,
go scrounge.
You can go get some stuff off of this one. Might have a bent axle.
It's expected, right, in the Jeep community? Oh, yeah, go salvage my Jeep.
It's a Jeep thing you wouldn't understand.
I don't understand it. No, I think the frame might have bent on that one. I don't think that one's any good.
Yeah, but the rest of it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, sure. Look at that door. It's only got a mild crease in it.
I mean, this is obviously not much of a crazy four-wheel drive road because these Jeeps that they're in aren't all – they're not rock claw. They're just based off the showroom floor Jeeps.
That's not an off of
that one is. The one that's fallen doesn't have. It's got the regular fenders. It's got a couple additional stuff, but it's really not that. It's not jacked up.
Wow.
It's got the 35s.
Crunched a little bit.
It's got the 35s on it right now. That's what comes standard. It's just that cliff is just horrifying. If you make a mistake, you're sliding, and that's the worst thing you could do. All right, here we go.
Final pretty video.
Just for Brett's reaction alone. Oh, maybe no. Toledo's too. Did you watch it yet?
I saw it.
Okay, here we go. It's an somebody's
I'll
got
react
a,
the same way.
It's a homemade boxing ring or wrestling ring.
I was going to say, this is a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
A little party in a backyard with a homemade wrestling ring, and a guy decides to go off a turnbuckle. Here we go, Brett. Let's take another look.
No!
Brett does terribly with these.
It's so bad. I hate it.
They gave him the three count. It's over.
For those of you just joining us, this is a man flying off a turnbuckle. Let's take another look. It's awesome. That is so great.
It's not even off the top.
No.
I
don't know why
his
legs break, but oh, Lord. Is that a knee? Where does it break, Rich? Give me
the shin.
Yeah, they just unbuckled.
Right there, the shin.
So is it both or just one?
I care.
It's both.
Let's, you know what? Let's take another look. Let's take another look.
The left ankle and the right shin, Jim.
Let's take another look so I can tell what breaks.
Let the clown go by.
It's both. Sorry, the left shin and the right ankle. I forgot he spun
right
around.
Right ankle's out. The left shin is totally Prescott.
Yeah.
Let's take another look.
That's a Kevin Ware. That's a Kevin Ware shin, Jim.
Held it enough. He stuck the
those
jump.
Those of you with homemade rings in your backyard, get rid of that. Remember,
you might want to double think that.
The old member of the show, remember in
his
backyard?
Oh, Eric had one in his backyard years ago. And yeah, we're like, I got to get out of this house. I don't want to be here. Wow. I love that. See, I told Brett, that's from my friend Colin Boyd sent me that last night late. I woke up to that this morning at 4. I'm like, I got a text in the middle of the night from Colin. I look
Colin's like, man, I still can't get to sleep.
It just says, enjoy this. Yeah, Colin did this. This is him. It says, enjoy this. And so I clicked on it, and I'm like, oh, immediately sent it to Brady, and I said, Italian reaction this morning. Radio video, we're getting it. And it was better than expected, Brett.
Up out of the chair.
I think
he wanted to run.
You just run in place.
Yeah.
But he only drops like 3 feet. Those shins were ready to go.
was. Well, and the concrete cinder blocks underneath that ring.
Oh, is that what that was?
But there's
even
no
still, like you
it sounded
could,
like there's kind of a deck.
Look, I'm 48 years old, and I can probably jump off of a 5-foot fence without breaking both my legs. Maybe.
Weird. Not carrying the keg that guy was.
This guy's young. Was he fat? I didn't even notice. Let's take a look.
No, it's
Let's
not.
Take another
no.
look.
No.
Take another look. I didn't see his belly before. Let me see that again real quick.
He could do some ranch bacon.
Oh, he makes that same face Brady makes when you say, this is dipped in ranch. Pre-dipped. Yeah, I didn't see his belly.
There goes drunk clown.
Oh, he's a big fan. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that was just buckle.
He Damn. Missed a couple leg days.
He
made front butt.
He's not doing legs.
A flamingo.
Look at all of it. Look at the guy in the red. Hold on.
Let's take another look.
Look at the guy in the red shirt.
Would have polished him off anyway.
Oh, look at the fat guy in the ring. You know what's great? Nobody reacts.
None.
I did.
Even Uncle Drunky walking by.
Yeah. No one goes to aid him. The two guys that are standing in the ring, he breaks his legs in.
Yep, that's expected.
Don't move. That's the fourth one today. Ugh. That's not good.
And hey, bro, you all right?
Yeah. And then
what do I do?
Some crazy clown and the fattest man on the
Bubba,
planet come
and
over.
And Bubba. Wow. Hey, Brett's looking away. Miss the sound.
You don't hear it. That sound.
It's a rag doll.
Yeah, that's rough. Anyway, you can see that on our Facebook page. Brett, will you post those
Instagram,
for us?
Instagram,
yeah.
Don't look. Twitter, everything.
Happy Halloween.
The Jeep one's a great watch. It's 5 minutes long. It's fun to watch if you're an outdoorsman. It's fun to watch that Jeep going through that pass, but then the thing you don't expect happens about 3.5 minutes in. And then this one's just a quick hitter. Oh, I like those.
I Happy. Like Colin, but F Colin.
Yeah, Colin's a good guy, but that's a tough one to wake up to. There you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Italian Pain. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.